Responsible for it, everybody, coaches and players. And offensively, there were some good things. I mean, I think we had 560 yards. We had over 200 yards rushing, over 300 yards passing the football. We're going to work extremely hard to get it corrected, and we're going to move forward and get focused on the New York Giants because that's the only one that we can do anything about is this week against the Giants.
Welcome to Week 10 of the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. You just heard from head coach Dennis Allen, who talked about the fact that the Raiders were productive on offense last Sunday, but they lacked balance en route to losing to the Philadelphia Eagles. And up next, the New York Giants, who might be 2-6, but they've won two in a row, and they're coming off their bye week. We'll get to the Giants a little bit later on in the show with some expert analysis and the players inside the locker room. But we kick off this week's edition of the show with the sights and sounds of Week 9. This is Raiders Replay.
To light the torch in memory of and tribute to Al Davis, the one and only Ray Guy.
Al and I were very close, and it's my honor to come here today and light that torch for him.
I love coming out here. All the fans have been great to me over the years, doing the post-game show with Romo and some of the great Raiders from the past. It's always a lot of fun.
Knowing the Raider fans way back when to the day, they're still great fans, and they still support their Raiders and always will.
With a chance to reach 500, the Silver and Black welcome the Philadelphia Eagles to a full O.co Coliseum.
Week 9 is happening in Oakland, Eagles and Raiders.
The Raiders found rhythm on offense, totaling 560 yards, the third most in franchise history.
Fryer, he's open, Rod Streeter, streaking down the sideline. He's still going! 66 yards, Terrell Pryor to Rod Streeter.
Pryor on the move.
There's a lot of room. He's got a first down, Terrell Pryor.
He is not only a long strider, he's got quickness, change of direction ability. He smashes it down inside the 10-yard line.
Running back Darren McFadden left with a hamstring injury early in the second quarter. But running back Rashad Jennings stepped up and carried the load for 102 yards and a touchdown. His first wearing the colors, silver and black.
Inside handoff to Jennings, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Raiders!
The defense continued their dominance against the run, not allowing an individual to rush for 100 yards in a game this season. But in the end, quarterback Nick Foles and the Eagles soared through the air to victory.
It's one game, it's one day, it's one loss. We got a group of prideful men in that locker room. And we're gonna take the necessary steps. We're going to do the things that we have to do. We're going to get those things corrected, and we'll play better football.
Head coach Dennis Allen spent the entire week leading up to this Giants game talking about the fact that the Raiders own that loss against the Eagles. They put it behind them, and they're ready for the challenges ahead. And the great news for the Raiders, especially in this building and in the locker room on Sunday, is they have tremendous chemistry, from veteran leadership to even rookies like tight end Nick Casa.
Nick Casa, tight end with the Oakland Raiders. Going to the Raiders was awesome just because I've met most of these coaches at the Senior Bowl and actually did some work with Coach Hudson, who's the tight ends coach for me now. And so I've already had some time with him and all the other coaches, so it's great.
Run out of the break. Just change the direction you're running in. Both
I love them down at the Senior Bowl, and now I'm ready to do work for them here. I love to run block and love to do those things, but, you know, who doesn't like to catch balls, too? I'm ready to run block my whole career if that's what I need to do, but I feel I can do more, and I'm ready to show, you know, all the things that I can do. there's a really big opportunity here for all of us that just got drafted, and you know, we're all ready to go, I think. And you know, I'm glad to be here, finally glad to be here. You know, it took a while to get here, but I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to keep working.
Shout out to the Raider Nation, baby.
I'm Nick Casa, and I am an Oakland Raider.
Coach Allen also said this week that he needs more production out of the wide receivers and especially the tight end position, so this would be a good time for Nick Casa to step up. Stay tuned. There's still more to come as we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
I always pride myself on being a complete back, and that's catching out the backfield. That's protecting the quarterback. That's being able to protect the football.
And still to come.
Being a part of the Raider Nation is amazing, and being a part of this organization is the biggest honor, and it's been a goal of mine for a long time.
All this and more on the Raiders Report. This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.